WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Next week, the U.S. Open begins in New York, and the best male and female tennis players in the world will compete for their respective championships. Book critic Maureen Corrigan reviews a new book about a famous match over 30 years ago, when a man and woman played each other for something more than just prize money and a title.
It's such a great subject for a book. The 1973 Battle of the Sexes tennis match between Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. Riggs was a 55-year-old runt-sized skirt chaser who, in a last-chance bid for the spotlight he'd once enjoyed as the 1939 Wimbledon champion, boasted that he could beat any woman at tennis. "Women just don't have the emotional stability for the game," Riggs declared. He telegrammed challenges to the top women's tennis players, Billie Jean King, the teenaged Chrissy Everett, and perhaps the greatest woman player of all time, Margaret Court. When the ladylike Aussie Court took the bait and spectacularly lost to Riggs in what became known as the Mother's Day Massacre of 1973, Riggs's dream opponent, the outspoken feminist Billie Jean King, felt compelled to pick up the racket. It was the Libber versus the Lobber that September night in the Houston Astrodome, where the stands were packed with celebrities and common folk wearing everything from sequined evening gowns to denim leisure suits. This was history mugging for the TV cameras. King was carried into the Astrodome Cleopatra style on a litter hoisted by toga-clad members of the Rice University track team. Riggs entered on a rickshaw, surrounded by underdressed young women dubbed Bobby's Bosom Buddies. When they both reached the court, Riggs presented King with a 2-foot-high sugar daddy lollipop, and she in turn handed the self-pronounced male chauvinist a squealing baby pig. Then they were off, and King speedily trounced Riggs 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. It's said that even feminists felt sorry for Bobby Riggs that night, which just goes to show that some women never learn. It's such a great subject for a book. It makes me wish that the new one that chronicles the cultural politics of this razzmatazz tennis match and its significance for women in sports were a better one. A Necessary Spectacle by New York Times sports columnist Selena Roberts isn't bad. It's just not as good as it should be. As though infected by the hyperbolic atmosphere of the match itself, Roberts writes in a distracting, alliteration-heavy style. For instance, in describing Riggs's surprise at King's athletic superiority, Roberts quips, "Riggs had envisioned a nervous slug, not a resilient slugger." Roberts also is too glib in her attempts to fill in the social context of the 1970s, quickly trying to tie in everything from Watergate to the civil rights movement to her central story. These faults noted, however, Roberts is a good reporter, and many of the quotes and anecdotes she uncovers speak eloquently to the entrenched sexism on the court and off that King and other second-wave women's movement pioneers had to battle. When King made her entrance that night in the Astrodome, broadcaster Howard Cosell told the TV audience not about her star athletic accomplishments, but about her looks. "If she ever let down her hair to her shoulders and took off her glasses," the unlovely Cosell commented, "you'd have someone vying for a Hollywood screen test." Roberts also describes a moment 2 weeks before the match when King, sitting in a locker room toilet stall, overheard a handful of women players who'd supported King publicly, now privately admitting that they were using their tennis prize money to place bets with bookies on Bobby Riggs. As Roberts explains, the reasons why these Benedicta Arnolds had money to wager in the first place was because of King. Among other crusades, she led the group of women players who broke away from the stodgy U.S. Ladies Tennis Association to start the autonomous Virginia Slims circuit and spearheaded the formation of the Women's Tennis Association. Roberts delves into King's struggles with her sexual identity against the backdrop of the emerging gay pride movement, and also discusses the continuing political threats to Title IX, the landmark 1972 bill mandating federal funding for women's college sports programs, a piece of legislation whose importance some of today's tennis players, whom Roberts quotes, haven't a clue about. With its florid style and weakness for slapdash generalizations, A Necessary Spectacle does merely an adequate job telling a great story about the battle of the sexes. But it does rally enough to give readers a sharp appreciation of Billie Jean King, who in the tradition of inspirational sports legends wasn't the best women's tennis player of her time, just the women's tennis player with the most guts.
Maureen Corrigan is author of the new memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed A Necessary Spectacle, Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs, and the Tennis Match That Leveled the Game by Selena Roberts.